This is Koshin. I'm here with Fiore Gray and her ukulele. Fiore's our Zen choir director. She leads our children's music every month. This last Family Zen, we had a rockin' time playing and singing Christmas carols and some that had been adapted. We're going to play you some of those adapted Christmas carols right now.
Yeah. So I was looking for Buddhist Christmas carols and was surprised to actually come across a few. I had to write a few myself, but some of them I got from a wonderful website called Dharma Forest. And this first one is called O Zabuton, and it's written to the tune of O Tannenbaum. O Zabuton, O Zabuton, thy kindness is substantial. I sit upon thee night and day with folded legs and ankles. Thy batting saves my knees from pain. Through hot and cold you don't complain. O Zabuton, O Zabuton, compassion's insulation.
Compassion's insulation indeed. As I get older, I appreciate it more and more. What's the next one, Fiore?
The next one is I Saw Two Monks Come Bowing There, which is written to the tune of I Saw Two Ships Come Sailing In. I saw two monks come bowing there on Christmas Day, dressed in robes they had no hair on Christmas Day in the morning. I've watched them bow since after two on Christmas Day, they must have nothing else to do on Christmas Day in the morning. I wonder who they're bowing to on Christmas Day, don't ask him, he won't answer you on Christmas Day in the morning. I bowed along the avenue on Christmas Day, because my uncle dared me to on Christmas Day in the morning. On the spot I felt such peace on Christmas Day, bowing brought my heart release on Christmas Day in the morning. To my surprise I made a vow on Christmas Day, every year I'm gone to bow on Christmas Day in the morning.
I love that song, that image of a couple of monks bowing on Christmas Day, where? On the street somewhere?
Mm-hmm. On the avenue.
Yeah, on the avenue. Nothing else to do. And they inspire this kid to bow himself. What do you think? You think if I got out there on Vashon Highway, did a few bows?
Oh, yeah.
You think people would be inspired?
Oh, yeah. I think that would be good. They'd pause from the craziness of the holidays and have a little moment of insight.
Okay, well, I'll consider that. Okay, Fiore, are we ready for the 12 days of Christmas?
We are, but we Buddhistified it.
We did?
Yes, we did. Your kids and I actually Buddhistified it together. This was a collaborative effort.
Fantastic. Well, let's give it a shot.
All right. On the first day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the second day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me two levels of reality and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the third day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me three shining jewels, two levels of reality and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me loving kindness, four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me six paramitas, loving kindness, four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me seven tricky koans, six paramitas, loving and kindness. Four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality, and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me the eightfold path, seven tricky koans, six paramitas, loving kindness. Four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality, and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me nine monks a-bowing, the eightfold path, seven tricky koans, six paramitas, loving kindness. Four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality, and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me ten nuns a-chanting, nine monks a-bowing, the eightfold path, seven tricky koans, six paramitas, loving kindness. Four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality, and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me 11 Dharma bells ringing, nine duns a-chanting, nine monks a-bowing, the eightfold path, seven tricky koans, six paramitas, loving kindness. Four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality, and a seed from the Bodhi tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, the Buddha sent to me 12 cups of nothing, 11 Dharma bells ringing, 10 nuns up chanting, nine monks a-bowing, the eightfold path, seven tricky koans, six paramitas, loving kindness. Four noble truths, three shining jewels, two levels of reality, and a seed from the Bodhi tree.
Woohoo! Ooh, that's a tongue twister.
Oh, that's great. Two levels of reality. That's my favorite.
It's like, how can we get the absolute and the relative into this very quick little phrase?
All right. Well, that was fun. Thanks.
So here's another one from the Dharma Forest, folks. It's a takeoff on Silent Night.
Silent mind, holy mind.
Lastly, we'd like to do one other one from the Dharma Forest folks. It's a takeoff on the carol Here We Come A-Wassailing, called Here We Come to Meditate.
Here we come to meditate among tea leaves so green. Here we come to meditate, so fair to be seen. Peace and joy come to you. Please perfect your wisdom too. May the Buddhas bestow on you a happy new year. May they send you a happy new year.
All right. Merry Christmas, Fiore, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Koshin.